Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the New England Patriots get ready for their 8th Super Bowl appearance, the team has no explanation for the controversy that's impacting the reputations of players, coaches, and the entire organization nationally. We're talking about Deflategate. The Pats took time out of Super Bowl preparations yesterday to address allegations they violated NFL regulations by playing with underinflated footballs during the AFC Championship game, which they won 5 days ago in Foxborough. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Normally, with 10 days to go until the Super Bowl, the national sports press is talking X's and O's. But this year, it's talking PV equals NRT. That's the ideal gas law. The state of gases inside pigskin has become the controversy that's taking the focus away from the competition inside the stadium.
Guys, how you doing?
Speaking to reporters at Gillette Stadium in the afternoon, the player who has the most contact with the football, quarterback Tom Brady, said he has no knowledge of any wrongdoing.
I didn't, have any, I didn't alter the ball in any way.
The allegation made by a few NFL players is that the Patriots have deliberately deflated balls to make them easier to throw and catch. Tom Brady says he prefers footballs inflated to the league minimum pressure. Sunday, he says, was like any other game. He says about 5 hours before each game, he goes through a batch of footballs and gives the ones that feel just right his thumbs up.
When I pick those footballs out, at that point, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them, putting in the air in them, taking the air out. To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field.
After that, the footballs are handled by equipment staff and by referees. Patriots coach Bill Belichick gives no explanation either. He says the only time he thinks about the condition of footballs is at practice.
I'm sure that any current or past player of mine would tell you that the balls we practice with are as bad as they can be. Wet, sticky, cold, slippery. However bad we can make them, I make them. And anytime that players complain about the quality of the balls, footballs, I make them worse, and that stops the complaint.
Not everyone buys the denials, so the NFL, which is investigating, may be in the best position to clear up the issue. But the league does not seem to be moving fast with all of this happening as it prepares for its marquee event next weekend. Tom Brady said as of late yesterday, the league had not yet reached out to him to talk about it. So in this vacuum, doubts and speculation have taken off in the media, and Pat's players are trying to ignore the noise.
Yeah, football's a football. I mean, it is what it is.
During a break in the Patriots' locker room, players like backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo tried to shrug off the national attention. Pat's defensive back, Devin McCourty, says his teammates are taking their eyes off the ball.
I think focusing on winning a Super Bowl. I mean, I think as big of a distraction this is, the reason to focus is so much bigger that it makes it a little easier to just focus on the game. You know, no matter what ends with all of this, if we win a Super Bowl, we'll always remember that.
It could be that the enduring questions and doubts further motivate these players, but it could also be that, left unanswered, they become a debilitating distraction in the inevitable hype leading up to the Super Bowl, or, potentially worse, an asterisk next to a trophy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.